This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of Boomer and Carton in the morning. Al Dukes and Jerry Recco are here with some sports news and updates they didn't have time to cover.
Here we go!
It's the Boomer and Carton Post Game Show with Al and Jerry.
All right, here we go. Wednesday, what's up?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Very cool-looking shirt today. I meant to note earlier when we were on TV because people could see it.
Is that right?
A skeleton on a bike. Is that a Grateful Dead shirt?
No, it's a Lucky Jeans graphic tee. They do some skeleton things.
Got it.
Yeah, the Lucky Jeans is an interesting thing because normally I find one store that I like and I just, that's where I shop.
And that's it?
That was it, but my friend Paul tells me that that's for dads. Like,
no,
that's a dad store.
Why would
store.
A shirt like that be for dads?
And I do look around. I do see, you know, pot-bellied dads wearing these types of shirts, but I got to also be honest with myself and realize I am 47.
Right, you should be a dad in theory.
Right. I'm dad age for sure.
No question about
it. So where else should I be shopping?
And by the way, I think Craig says this the best, and I love when he does it.
All right.
Just be you.
You be you.
If you
like
those shirts, who cares who else wears it?
You know who originally got me into this when I was working on the David Lee Roth show?
David?
Not David, but his man assistant. Who was also like, well, he had an assistant, but the guy was also like a business guy as well for him.
Okay.
And we were talking about jeans one time and clothing, and he said, "No, it'd be a good look for you, the Lucky Jeans store." And I was like, yes, I do need to pick a new store.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Because when I go into a store like a Macy's or something, it's too many options.
I agree.
When I go into a store like the Lucky Jeans store, here's the T-shirts. Here's the jeans. Here's the button downs. That's it.
It's almost like going to a diner.
Yes.
There's too much on the menu.
Right. You give me a menu with the 78 items on it.
I agree with that. That's
I like
funny
a place very simple. That's why when I go to the malls, I never go to the end stores, the stores that have like a Macy's or I go to the stores in the middle of the malls that's you know the Gap, the Banana Republic. I just want one brand per store to concentrate on.
So you're not a big fan of Target or Walmart?
No, for that I am, but not with clothing.
Just clothing.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I don't like Walmart. I do like Target.
You must have loved TCBY in the day. It's just yogurt.
It was just yogurt, Jerry.
That was it.
That's very simple. Nice and simple. There's the Hoffman's ice cream place down in Spring Lake. 90 different flavors.
Well, like, that's every ice cream shop.
I can't do that. Like, too many options.
There's a little place we go to now where they have, it used to just be ice cream. Now they make smoothies. Now they make yogurt instead of ice cream, so you have that option. Then they have the option of the water ice. Then they have cream ice. I don't know what the hell I'm ordering.
Yes.
Chocolate ice cream?
Right.
Do you have that?
I would love to go into a place and be like, you want chocolate or vanilla, soft serve. That's what we have.
And by the way, you would do quite, and sprinkles.
Rainbow sprinkles or chocolate sprinkles.
That's it, and you would do great.
Yes. Not only that, you move the line along quicker.
I agree. Why don't we have a truck?
Ice cream truck? Mr. Softy.
What would we call it? Well, we can't call it Mr. Softy.
Oh, that's
we
taken already.
We can't do that. Just ice cream.
Just ice cream.
That's it.
All right.
We
just
do,
vanilla and chocolate.
Do very well. Now, are those routes taken?
Swirl. Oh, like, in other words, if we started an ice cream route.
And we just started driving around. Is someone going to kick our ass because that's their territory?
Right. Would we be strong-armed by another ice cream man?
Right. Is there, like, an ice cream mob?
Did you ever watch the Tom Green show when it was on MTV?
Yes, I did.
So he had one of his more well-known bits that he did was Undercutter's Pizza.
Okay.
Where he had a generic pizza. He was in a generic pizza man's outfit, no name brand. he had a fishing tackle box full of toppings. And he decided he was going to follow around a guy that was delivering pizzas. And he followed the guy up. And as the guy was knocking on the door to deliver the pizza, he'd say, I have a pizza for cheaper. We're Undercutter's Pizza. We undercut.
Come on.
And the people were furious with him.
I'm sure they were. That's a little different than what I'm talking about.
He was like, what toppings would you like?
Wow.
So you're not suggesting following the good humor man.
No, I'm just wondering, because I'm sure like in your neighborhood, we have a couple of trucks that go by different times, but they go by. And I wonder if like a third group, a third truck started to go by.
That's a great question.
Do guys A and B be like, dude, what the F? Get out of my territory. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know either. And do you need do you need a permit from the town to sell ice cream?
You do, of course.
In a truck? You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes. I would think from the health department, and I would think from the town.
My grandfather, when I was very, very young, my grandfather decided he was going to get a hot dog truck.
How'd that go for him?
He had it only like 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah, he did. It turns out he didn't like doing it.
It was boring.
I remember being on the hot dog truck. But I'm sure he didn't go to like the towns and ask if he could sell hot dogs.
It was a little different. I mean, how old were you when this was?
It was probably 40 years ago, Jerry.
Yeah, I think it's a little different back in the 1970s than it is now.
That makes sense.
A little more regulated.
Jerry, here's a study from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. You love nutrition stuff.
Something like that, yeah.
It says here that eating French fries twice a week for those over 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Doubles your risk of death.
I believe that.
Eating fried potatoes twice a week, double the risk of death.
I completely agree with that. I mean, everything I read about fried foods.
Yeah.
There's no benefit to it at all.
How come when these places go, we fry in pure vegetable oil, it's all good?
It's not good.
It's not?
There's no. Absolutely not.
They pitch it that way, though, like, oh, this was fried in all vegetable oil.
It's not.
Oil.
The only oils you want to use are, as far as my reading has been.
Yes.
And I think you would agree. You hear about olive oil.
Olive oil, very good.
Peanut oil, but not a big amount, small amounts. Maybe coconut oil, especially with eggs. I don't know if you've ever done that.
I've not. I've
really
heard that, though.
But other than that.
So why don't we deep fry? Why don't we make French fries in
olive oil?
Olive oil.
Olive oil is extremely expensive.
Oh, it's pricey.
And when you deep fry, I mean, you're using a lot of it.
That's true.
And I don't know. It burns. Doesn't olive oil burn a lot faster than vegetable oil, too?
That I don't know. Perhaps.
I think it does. I'm not sure. But listen, frying anything is not good for you.
When you were growing up in your house, did you...
Every night.
Fried, right?
Every night.
Mine, too. Yeah. And did you have, like, a fryer for fries and things?
No, my mother didn't... Not on a fryer. My mother would... She would always buy the steak fries, and she would deep fry them on a deep pan.
But she'd fry oil.
Yeah, absolutely.
My mother used to use, we had a French fry fryer.
Yeah.
And I know she didn't change the oil out on that thing. Like, it would just coagulate,
and then
however you say
heat
that.
It again.
And then tomorrow we'd heat it again.
Think about that. Think about how you eat now compared to how you ate 40 years ago.
Right. And I wasn't a fat, no one in our family was fat, which
is
strange.
Well, I mean, you were active too, though. I mean, when you're a kid, you're moving around, you're playing a lot. I think that has a lot to do with it. Your metabolism's moving a little bit more.
Yeah.
I do know my mother, she would bake chicken once in a while, which bored everybody, but she would make that. Pasta was a big thing. Pizza on Fridays was a big thing. But the rest of the time, we're frying chicken cutlets. We're frying eggplant. We're frying, you know, French fry. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's what we ate.
We were constantly frying in our house.
No question.
Let me see where I want to go next, Jerry. let me keep it to the fried chicken area.
Okay.
Waco, Texas. Now, it used to be when I would hear Waco, Texas, I would think of the Branch Davidians.
Sure.
And that whole crazy scene.
And now we think of Joanna and what's his name? Chip.
Chip.
Yeah. Gaines.
From HGTV. Yeah. Isn't that crazy how they brought back Waco, Texas.
They have 100% brought back Waco, Texas. Because when that show first started, my first thought was exactly what you're talking about. Now I hear Waco, Texas, and I think of Chip and Joanna.
Yeah, I don't even know who the guy was in charge of the Branch Davidians. I don't even remember his name.
I don't either.
Well, here's a story from Waco, Texas. A McDonald's out of Waco, Texas. A police in Texas said a woman dialed 911 from the McDonald's drive-thru.
I feel like we've done this before.
Well, I think it just happens often. she was upset at how long her chicken nuggets were taking. Now, at the same time this woman called 911 to complain about the length of time the chicken nuggets, the people at McDonald's were also dialing 911 to say there was a woman in the drive-thru who wouldn't move. I guess, you know, sometimes you go to drive-thru, they'll go, oh, pull up.
Just park over there.
And we'll bring your chicken nuggets out to
it's
you.
It's actually a very simple
Very
concept.
Simple process. She would not move out of the line, and they called 911 to get her to move. She had called 911. So at one point in Waco, Texas, there were two 911 calls dealing with chicken nuggets. Chicken McNuggets.
Do you think people know what 911 is
no.
actually for?
I think they think it's just for the police.
To complain.
Yes.
Because you can't be that dumb to tie up 911 or a line on 911 for that. Unless you're mentally challenged, even, like you have a chemical imbalance in your head and you just think it's all about you. I suppose then.
Right.
But even, I mean, goddamn, it's 911. You can't do that.
They arrested? Did, Jerry. Two people. Let me see if she was arrested. Great question. Yes, we went on this call, said officers. No, she did not get them for free. Yes, we actually tied up two officers on this call, the sergeant said. Waco PD, where life is never normal.
Hmm.
Management worked with her, gave her money back, and we asked her to move along. So I don't think anyone was arrested.
That's surprising.
Yes, right. Very surprising. Let me give you this one then. This has actually happened to someone I know.
Paul?
Not Paul. It's right. Has to do with pregnancy and women.
Got it.
A Massachusetts woman in Malden, Massachusetts, was preparing to go to the hospital for serious pain and gave birth to a girl. She
didn't know she was pregnant. Fascinating.
Yes. Christine Harvey was waiting for a ride to the hospital when she suddenly went into labor. Neighbors called 911, but Harvey gave birth to a baby girl before the responders arrived. The family says it was unaware a baby was on the way.
This is what I don't understand about a story like this. Because you read it very nonchalantly.
Yeah,
it's written,
very nonchalantly.
It's written as such. You've never seen the birth of a child.
No.
I have experienced it twice in the room. I've seen it.
Quite a scene, right?
Quite the scene. It's also quite frightening in terms of, is the wife going to be okay?
Right, there's a lives are hanging in the balance.
Yes. Is the baby going to be okay? Is the umbilical cord wrapped around its neck? Or is it going to suffocate? We had an experience with someone very close to my wife's family. She gave birth, and she died 4 hours later from a brain hemorrhage. I mean, just...
Good
there's
Lord.
There's nothing... I've told you this before. After we had our second, after Joseph was born, no, I don't do it anymore. I mean, I love our two boys. And to be honest, if I could have five more just like them, I would. I don't want to go through that anymore. The thing about that story that's amazing, forget the fact she didn't know she was pregnant. I don't buy that for a second because, oh, I don't know, she never period for 9 months. But we didn't think that there was something up. Okay, fine, let's throw that out the window for a second. She just had the baby before paramedics arrived.
Right.
How? She just laid down and said, here we go.
Here it is.
Like, it's amazing in the hospital what takes place. Over how many hours, how many people are needed or at least attending to the person?
Yes.
And all, by the way, doing something. It's not like, yeah, all right, good, check in with you in an hour. Like, it's active. And she just, my stomach hurts. Hey, let me push. I might have a baby inside me.
Oh, wait, there goes a baby.
It's not that easy.
Now,
so that's interesting to me.
In nature, Jerry, if you didn't go to a hospital, in nature, when a woman has a baby, how do they cut the umbilical cord?
I don't know, Al. I honestly have no idea. I don't know.
Crazy,
scissors,
right?
I guess.
Scissors. But don't think in nature would have its own way to cut the cord? Like bite it? Something.
I suppose.
Yeah, I told you. I think I told you once before. I used to work at JFK Hospital in Edison. I worked in the pharmacy. And I was.
But you worked at drug fair.
I did drug fair first.
Oh, you did that too.
Then I parlayed that into a career at the JFK Hospital.
Well,
stuff.
Another job.
Well, 4 years I worked there.
But yeah, right. But if it was a career, you'd still be doing.
Oh, I would done it longer.
Yes.
I knew a very heavy set nurse who told me that she went to the emergency room with back pain and delivered a baby.
Again, no period for 9 months?
I don't know.
Unless on birth control.
Right.
In which case, I could see it.
The other thing I would be thinking of immediately is, over these 9 months, what? How much did I have to drink?
Sure.
Not knowing I
had
a baby? Smoke?
Been around it, yeah.
Belly flopping into the pool? These sorts of things?
Exercise that might have been a little strenuous on the body? All of that.
Yeah.
It's great. When you hear a story like that, it really is nuts. And one other thing on the pregnancy topic. So I went out to feed the meter a little while ago, and I would think, probably not the smartest thing, a woman was, she had to have been 7 or 8 months pregnant, walking across the street, not in the crosswalk, but through traffic. Now, it stopped with the light and everything. She almost got run over by a bike. Like, use your head.
See, I feel like I would be so careful if I would ever had a wife that was pregnant. You know how I don't like when athletes do things?
Yes.
Like have fun because they could be injured?
You would want your wife home?
Yes.
And don't move.
Home, don't move. I'm very uncomfortable seeing really pregnant women like in the mall because in my head, they have to get in a car to get there.
Yeah.
And every time you get in a car, you have a chance of an accident. And now you've got a baby in there?
When my wife was pregnant with Matthew back in 2004, I guess it was, she got into a car accident.
Really?
On her way home from work. She was probably 5 or 6 months pregnant. Now, it was not a big accident.
Right, but you get that initial phone call from her.
Yeah, for sure. And it was enough of an accident that we had to bring the truck to the body shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was significant enough. She was fine, but I totally understand your point. I get it.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, people get bored just sitting at home for 9 months.
Everybody's not you.
Oh.
So
they like to do things.
You got to live your life, and you just assume that when you look at the odds that you're not going to be one of those people.
Right.
So
now, yesterday, Jerry, we brought up two different field trips that we might do with the podcast. We brought up working out in Homedale Park.
Which, by the way, has legs.
Now, have you had people reach out to you about that? Did you have interest?
Three.
You had three. I also had three people reach out about going to the alpaca farm in Wall, New Jersey. So
Al's alpaca road trip.
That's right. So both of these, Jerry, I think have potential where we can do these.
I agree. The problem with the exercise is finding a Saturday or Sunday morning right now, only because this weekend is not great. Plus, I guess we could get people together.
We need more time to promote it, Jerry. You think?
Well, I mean, a little bit, don't you think?
Yes.
Plus, Sunday's Father's Day. I'm not going out to do that, and I think that might hurt our attendance. Mm-hmm. The following weekend, I will be in the Dominican Republic, so that's no good for me. And the
Why don't we all go there?
Great. Yes. And the following weekend after that, you will be in Belize. So
I will not be in Belize. I'll be in South Jersey.
So you're around?
Probably, yes.
So then why would that day be bad?
Well, the other thing about the exercise one is that it does include actual exercise.
Yes.
Where the alpaca farm, we're just petting alpacas.
Right, and then what do you
do? Which sounds relaxing.
You stare at each other? For someone who doesn't want human contact,
yeah.
At least for 50 minutes, I'm giving you something to do.
Right.
You're going to show up there, you're going to pet these alpacas. Mm-hmm. With who they could be lovely people, they could be a bunch of weirdos.
Right.
You're probably there with them.
Right.
Are you just going to pet an alpaca, say thanks for coming, see ya?
Or take Instagram pictures with the alpacas, Twitter, tweet things out.
Right, exactly.
That sort of thing.
Anyway, continue.
All right, Jerry, I love this story. This comes to us from Canada. There was people were eating in a restaurant in Canada.
By the way, just for the record, I'd like to say not the best country in America.
Canada?
It is not.
Totally agree.
The United States is.
Totally agree. People were dining at a restaurant in Canada when a Lexus come crashing into the restaurant and hit somebody. The people ended up being okay. Amazingly, the driver,
no kidding,
an older woman, she was okay. The people she hit sitting at the table inside the restaurant, they were okay.
Wow.
Two of the people she hit that were dining together make a living being psychics.
Oh God.
Quote, I didn't see this happening.
It tells you something. The whole thing's a scam.
They were having dinner discussing their upcoming psychic presentations they were doing. Neither one of them could foresee a Lexus crashing through the restaurant.
Of course they didn't.
Into their table.
Right. That's so stupid. Well, what's the excuse? Well, we can't really see into our own future.
He just said, I didn't foresee it happen.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny.
It basically sounded like a bomb going off, he said. It took place 1 second in time. The crash was captured on surveillance cameras. I see my table flying up. My friend disappears behind the table. Next thing you know, I'm flying in the air, and then I land. The car grabbed my leg and pulled me back down. It pinned my leg under the car in a very weird position. My leg was in the shape of an L. My left foot was on its side, and I have no idea how it wasn't snapped off. There must have been an angel there, he says. Did not foresee it, though.
Right, because psychic's a bunch of bullcrap.
Total bullcrap, it turns out.
I do think that.
His name is Blair Robertson. A white Lexus crashing through the window, hitting him. Do you think if it was an American psychic, he'd have, this guy is Canadian, Canada.
Here's the thing about that. If people really were psychic, no offense. Like, there's one that I pass on my way home.
Like in somebody's house, right?
Yes.
Those are always so bizarre to me.
And the house looks like it's falling down.
Yeah.
If they really could tell the future, first of all, they could charge more than $5 a reading.
Probably.
For poops and giggles.
Yes.
And they wouldn't live in a house like that.
Correct.
Right? I mean, you'd have something a little bit nicer, I would think. Doesn't have to be a mansion. I'm not saying that. But I don't know. Maybe something where the shutters aren't falling off.
The paint's chipping.
Right. Or the siding is kind of ripped down.
Yes.
I mean, come on. The whole thing is such a... And people go. People go to it.
On the Asbury Boardwalk, there's a psychic there, Madame Maurice, made famous from a 1973 Bruce Springsteen song. So it's still Madame Maurice. I think it's the granddaughter who's now doing
it. Oh, good Lord.
I was curious, like, what she makes, because I'm sure there are hardcore Bruce Springsteen fans that, as a goof, when they go to Asbury Park, they stop in at Madame Marie's.
How much is it?
I don't know.
$10? I say $300 a week she makes.
Really? That's it?
How many people do you honestly think go to these places?
Well, this is on the boardwalk. And that's got to... So, being on the Asbury boardwalk itself, that's got to be decent rent.
Yeah, but I'm not saying how much money is coming in. Mm-hmm. You said how much money does she make?
Yes. So, after her bills are paid.
$300 a week.
$300.
And by the way, I think she's doing okay.
Right.
Right? I mean,
every time I go by there, I don't see anyone in there, although they might be behind
the
wall.
What do you think her rent is?
I don't know.
In the summer, $6,000 a month? Doesn't it have to be?
I would think it have to be.
All right, so let's say...
It's a lovely building, too.
Let's give her the entire month of June, which you, as I know, is a bunch of crap because the first half of June doesn't count. But let's just say, we'll count June as a full month of business.
Okay.
So let's say, for argument's sake, she's paying $5,000 a month. That means $15,000 for the summer to cover her rent.
Mm-hmm.
That means just to cover her rent, nothing else. No electric, no air conditioning, nothing. Not eating, nothing like that. At $10 a pop, she has to see 1,500 people. She's got to do 1,500 readings. Divided by 12 is about 110 people a week.
That's
110 people a week.
That seems high, Jerry.
And that's to make no money. That's just to pay the rent. You got to be kidding.
I wonder, though, because this Bruce song came out in 1973, which means she has had to have been there for that long.
I know. I'm
so
talking
maybe
about
they
now, though.
Maybe she has some weird thing where she bought the space and it's fully paid
that
for on the
different.
Boardwalk and they can't kick her out.
That could be different. But based on this, in an 8-hour day, let's say she works, I'm trying to make the math. 10-hour day she works, because is she really working? She has to see 100 people a week. That means she needs, no, it's more than that. Yeah, there's no chance. There's no chance. 10 clients a
Maybe
day?
Maybe it's a fun hobby then.
I like that. I'm sure someone out there does this.
Yes.
Explain to us why we're two jackasses.
Yes,
beyond
let me know
the
how
obvious, of
Madame Marie's works.
Yeah, I'm sure she's lovely.
I did see them. I thought I had a hilarious line, Jerry. I did, when the boardwalk was not busy, when it was a nice day, we went to Asbury Park, but it was not the summer months yet.
Right.
And they were painting Madame Marie's on the inside. And I told Gina I wanted to walk up to them and say, I see fresh paint in your future.
Okay. And you didn't, did you?
I didn't do that.
What did Gina say?
She wanted me to go up to them and do it. I didn't want to be a jackass.
You should have.
All right, Jerry.
They would have either laughed or they would have said, oh, that's funny. I haven't heard that one in 5 minutes.
The warm-up show is next. I predict a hilarious segment. So,
it's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's just like Boomer and Carton without Boomer or Carton. Good luck with that.
All right, good morning. This portion brought to you by Indeed.com. Mr. Dukes, what is up, sir?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
So as you're settling in, let me get the vision. As you're settling in with your chicken dinner and your broccoli and your sweet potato last night, and you got the Mets and the Cubs on. We'll get to the Yankees in a second. They finished late. They lost. We'll do that in a moment. As you're settling in and you see Zach Wheeler, he gives up the home run. All right, he gets a few strikeouts, though. You figure you're going to have a good night ahead of you.
All right, the Mets get it right back. The bottom of the inning.
It's 1-1.
1-1.
Cespedes gets it back.
We're back in it.
And then the second inning comes, and it felt like a game that I was coaching last summer with 12-year-olds that could not record an out. And it was unbelievable. 46 pitches for Wheeler in the second inning.
The grand slam was the gut punch, Jerry.
Yeah, opposite field for this
opposite
kid.
Opposite field.
Happ.
Grand slam.
How about, you know what was funny, too, was Gary kept on TV, he kept harping on the fact of how many pitches that Wheeler was throwing in that inning. And he said, well, this has got to be it for him. And then the next guy walks, oh, they're keeping him in. And you kind of realize when they finally got out of the inning why they were trying to get him through that second inning, because you bring Smoker in, and then all of a sudden you got the pitcher due up third. The whole thing was, I mean, it was just such an awful night and so early.
There are games that just you're out of it early and the night's over.
Yes.
That was one of those games.
Yes.
I had been feeling good about the Mets, so I wasn't like super down on that as a Met fan, because I was like, these things happen, Jerry. And I would rather one of those blowouts like last night than a 3-2 loss.
In 11 innings.
Yes.
I understand. It's not a gut punch like you just said. You kind of know it's over early, move on.
Over early. It wasn't even a contest. We'll get back at it tonight. Matt Harvey pitching on not a Friday night.
Right.
So we'll actually get to discuss him tomorrow morning.
How about the fact the Cubs hit 5 home runs and Jay Bruce took away another one?
Oh, he robbed one.
He did. It could have been 6.
Yeah, that was ugly early, Jerry.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was good, though. It was over by 8 o'clock in my head.
Bachelor on or something? Or
no,
Bachelorette?
No, something manly. 30 for 30 on Celtics-Lakers rivalry.
Oh, that's cool. A new one or is it
brand new one, Jerry.
New report, old report.
Although it's like freaking 3 hours long. So
you watch 15 minutes
yeah.
15 minutes tonight, and you should
be done by
mid-July?
Yeah, by the time
you
get back for the fall.
You do have bizarre viewing habits.
I do.
In the fact that you will not sit down and watch a full two-hour program.
Okay, I get very bored. Well, it's tough during baseball season. I watch the Mets or the Yankees. It's very rare when they're both off,
right,
which was the other day. Then that's why I don't understand all these people are like, I binged watch Netflix.
Your host does that.
Oh,
all the time.
Host does, right?
He does. I'm just curious, and I'm not picking on you.
All right.
Nothing
doesn't
like that.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm not. But let's say you DVR'd that last night. How long was it? 2 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours. I was listening to you, I would have heard. You just said 3 hours. So let's just get in the mind of you for a second. You're out of here by 11-ish.
Right.
You're home by 11:45.
Correct.
Met game, 7?
7 o'clock.
What
I don't
are you
like
doing
to put the TV.
Watch it on.
I don't like to
you
put the TV
it.
On during the day, because I feel like a loser who's watching TV during the day,
as opposed to
a loser in front of the computer, which I don't have a problem
that
with.
That is worse.
Well, because I feel like I have my email up. I'm doing work
and other things too, but that's worse
in some ways. Yes.
So you'll sit in front of the computer for hours at a time, but not watch TV at hours at a time.
Correct.
Because you feel like a loser.
That's right, Jerry. Nailed it.
I want to look in the mirror.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look in the mirror.
And did you see the Chicago Cubs are selling ivy leaves from the 2016 season?
Nice. Do I get a certificate of authenticity?
You do. You get a certificate of authenticity.
I could be in for that.
It's $200
for leaf?
One leaf.
Did Brandon Steiner move to Chicago?
No, but he's got to be like, ah, how didn't I think of that?
Mm. It's a great idea, though. It's a little much. $200 is a lot.
$200.
I'd spend $50 on an ivy. Piece of ivy from
Wrigley. Selling 2016 of them, Jerry, from the 2016 season.
That's raising some cash.
They said people tried to steal the ivy, so they thought, well, why don't we try to sell it? It's old ivy, though. It's turned red. I guess when ivy is no good anymore, it gets red.
Well, like a leaf, yeah. It dies.
Like a leaf, Jerry, exactly, like the fall.
Right.
So now they're selling them.
I think it's a great idea. Could you imagine if this was the 80s? Remember when the fans would storm the field after a World Series win? They probably would have went right to the wall. and start ripping the ivy. It's, I was at, I think it was the Jets' final game at Shea Stadium. I went with a friend of mine, and the fans stormed the field. And I remember I went home with a piece of the grass. I've since lost that grass, but I did. I went home. I was on the subway with this piece of turf. I didn't know what to do with it.
I like when a stadium is closing down and the fans just decide, I'm going to take a couple seats.
Right.
They're like ripped, they're pulling the seats out of the thing. No one brings a screwdriver or a wrench.
I know Evan Roberts has a seat from Shea.
Well, he bought
he
that
didn't steal
legally.
It, though.
Right.
Right. He bought it. I thought it was a great idea.
That sounds like a great idea until you get it in your house and you go, what do I do with
this? Not if you have a basement, though. That's awesome. You put the seat right in front of the TV. You can put it in the living room if you want.
There's a restaurant down the Jersey Shore called Rod's Tavern.
Okay.
It's for mostly older folks, so I go there.
Right.
They have two seats right in the lobby. So when you're waiting for your table, you can sit in Shea Stadium seats.
Jerry. I think that's awesome.
All right, so you're in for that.
I would be in for that. Now, did you? We didn't stay up late for the Yankee game, obviously.
I did, Jerry.
You did?
Actually, when I woke up, I turned it on. It was still on.
Yes.
It was the 11th inning.
Well, it was the 11th inning. The game ended late. I actually watched most of the game already this morning, and Sabathia comes out after four innings, which is odd because he looked great. He really did. He gives up one run because Chris Carter can't catch a throw. And for the most part, the Yankees played well, but they wind up losing the game 3-2 in 11 innings. The Sabathia thing is notable only because it's really, forget the position players, like the first notable injury to a starter for them. Not that I think it means much, but he has been great, and you wonder what this does for them now.
So he's going on the DL with a...
Joe Girardi said likely, yes.
A hammy.
Yes.
Hamstring.
Yes.
Now how about your boy Aaron Judge? 0-for-4, 3 Ks.
Yes, he did get on base, though, on one strikeout because the catcher dropped the ball.
That, which is dumb.
Well, it helps your on-base percentage.
I guess.
He was on base. And the one out that he made that wasn't a strikeout was just a laser to right field. So, not like he didn't hit the ball.
Right.
But, yes, he was 0-for-4, so he failed last
night. What was the exit velocity on that
one? 117.
117. All right.
You even know what that means?
It just means, like, very fast.
117 miles an hour.
Yeah, 117 miles an hour. Very fast.
Very fast. The guys, it is funny watching him when he stands up and he's at the plate, and he gets in his stance, and the catcher a lot of times stands up to throw the ball back, and he looks like he's a foot shorter than him.
He's a giant, Jerry. He's a giant of a man.
He is a big man.
And I love this thing that the Atlanta Braves are doing. It's a new promotion. You know, like the Nationals have the presidents running around
yes.
the stadium. I see the Mets now even have this thing where guys are in little race cars
yeah.
going around the stadium.
Yep.
Well, the Braves have partnered with some convenience store down there in Atlanta that sells, like, you know, sort of like slushy freezes. I think they're called freezes. It's a slushy drink, Jerry. You're
right.
Familiar. Well, they have a Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, did you see this Friday?
I did see this.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they have a guy in looks like a spandex suit.
Yep.
Almost like what the bobsledders would wear. He's Mr. Freeze. And someone from the stands gets to get a head start to see if he can beat Mr. Freeze around the track.
Yep. And they give him a solid 30, I would say 40, 50 feet.
And then Mr. Freeze comes out of nowhere and beats them.
Well, so Steve Gelb's on SNY. I don't know if you caught this on Saturday. He went to find out who Mr. Freeze is.
All right.
He's on the grounds crew. He does the maintenance for the field. He's like 24 years old or 23 years, and he is training for the Olympics.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And so you've got no chance. That's why the kid falling flat on his face, he went from euphoria to complete embarrassment on, I think it was Friday night in Atlanta, and it went everywhere, viral as they say, was awesome.
That grounds crew guy can go around doing appearances now as Mr.
Yes.
Freeze.
Well, and specifically because SNY, they uncovered him. They took the mask off, and they had him just doing the work on the infield. So you know who he is. So he could be a celebrity Freeze now.
Hmm.
Kind of neat. I like the promotion. It's pretty
cool. I like
the
idea of a Mr. Freeze racing against, you know, dudes with beer bellies running around the ballpark.
Why not?
That's better than the presidents. The presidents is not terrible, though.
The what?
The presidents running around the Nationals.
Oh, in Washington. What's Milwaukee? Milwaukee's the sausages. That's right. I forgot. So there are some pretty good promos. And you got the race cars, of course, at Citi Field. We'll take a quick break when we come back. We got one thing on Yasiel Puig and another on Odell Beckham Jr. Then Boomer's back. Boomer and Carton at 6 on The Fan.
It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's the shortest show on WFAN.
All right, this portion brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. Angels beat the Yankees early this morning in 11 innings, 3-2. Cubs easy over the Mets last night, 14-3. Had the grand slam from Ian Happ. Portion brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your first and fourth order free. Where do you want to go, Al? You want to go Yasiel Puig or Odell Beckham Jr.?
Let's go the Giants.
All right, so Beckham spoke, but the story really is what's on the back page and the cleats that he wore and what was on the cleats by Kickasso.
Kickasso, like it's pronounced like Picasso.
Oh, so it's
But Picasso. He does. He's the Picasso of sneakers and cleats. Okay. Kickasso.
Well, then he should spell it differently because it looks like Kickasso.
Yeah, so the cleats were all about like the headlines that he's people think are betraying him. The Post, TMZ, Wall Street Journal. What could they have possibly said about Odell
Beckham?
They've
had some. I don't know about him.
The Wall Street Journal?
The Wall Street Journal from time to time will give you a sports article that is negative about something.
Are they mocking his stock picks, Jerry?
They could be. It's very possible.
Yeah, so Kickasso did that. Now, you listen
from I Miss in the Morning to Boomer and Carton.
It's over?